more Idaho Matters right now. St. Patrick's Day is almost here, so are you thinking about having some corned beef and hash, maybe some green beer to celebrate? But, I mean, is that really Irish? Our Morning Edition host sat down with two Irish natives to find out how to really celebrate this holiday. Marika Mihelska is a Boise State Exchange student from Belfast, and Ruth Prince is Director of International Student and Scholar Services at Boise State University. Let's find out how they party on St. Patrick's Day.
You are a student at Boise State, but tell me where you are with your studies.
So I'm here for an exchange. I'm in my final year from Ulster, from Belfast, and I'm here for an exchange for a month.
Are you loving it?
I'm loving it. I never want to go back home.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I love Boise.
But everyone has to go home eventually.
Sadly.
Okay. Marika, tell me about your roots. Where you mentioned Belfast.
Yes, yeah, so I moved to Belfast whenever I was 9, but I'm originally from Poland, but I've grew up in Northern Ireland in Belfast, so I'm everything Irish.
Everything Irish.
Everything Irish.
Marika, for the record, is all in green.
Yes, I am.
Ruth, tell me about your roots.
I was born and raised in Lisburn, which is just south of Belfast, mm-hmm. Which is why I was able to spot Marika at international orientation very quickly, being from Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. My family is all from Ireland and the north of Ireland, So we go back a long ways. I came to the United States to do a grad program in 2002, and I'm still here.
For the record, I am the namesake of George Malone. He was Malone in County Cork. A part of my heart and some of my blood is from Ireland. So having traveled to Ireland a few times, I had different experiences. I was there a couple of times on St. Patrick's Day and other times not. And I found a somewhat different relationship with St. Patrick's Day depending on who I was talking to. Some considered it primarily a religious holiday. Some considered it, no, this is a blow-the-doors-off holiday with parades and festivals, etc. So what is the deal with St. Patrick's Day in you?
I feel like back home, Belfast, in Ireland, in Northern Ireland, I feel like it's very split. Mm. You know, you have like Catholics who like celebrate St. Patrick's Day and they go all out, all green, you know, drink beer, drink Guinness every day. And then you have the Protestants who don't usually celebrate St. Patrick's Day. But I feel like now we're getting like younger people. I feel like they will celebrate with us. Like even if like Protestants shouldn't celebrate St. Patrick's Day, they still will because it's like their classmates or their colleagues celebrate as well. So, yeah.
How would you celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
So I would definitely be up really early in the morning. I mean, like 9. That's really early for me. 9. It's like,
okay.
So this is for me. This is really early.
Got it.
I'll be up at 9. I would get ready, do like face paint, stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah, I go all out. I have this big hat, St. Patrick's Day hat. I have this, it comes with this ginger beard. I would wear all green, everything, these tattoos.
Okay.
Would be all over my arms, and then I would go to the parade in Belfast.
Mm-hmm. It's a big one.
Yeah. So they have like music and just people are dressed up in like leprechauns and everything you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And then I would just drink all day, really.
Ruth, it is very real, right? A fair amount of alcohol is consumed.
More so than this day and age, yes.
That's very true. Actually, the first time I went to Ireland in the 70s, it was not as much as I noticed in the 80s and 90s when the beer companies started to really promote the drinking.
Well, the Irish like to have a good time.
Yeah.
And they noticed that a lot of the rest of the world thought St. Patrick's Day was a pretty good day to have a good time. So I think they got in on it. But when I was growing up, I'm obviously a little bit older. It wasn't a big deal in the north, and you know, some people went to mass because it was a saint's day.
Yeah.
But it was fairly quiet. We didn't have the day off school or anything like that. But now I think yes, it's a good day to have a celebration of all things. And you know, I came to the United States, and St. Patrick's Day at that point when I came to the United States was bigger in the United States, I think, than it was in Ireland.
We do love
St. Patrick's. Yes, love a good celebration.
Marika, I have to assume that your friends are gravitating to you and you're going to be the center of their party plans this weekend.
Of course they are. Of course we've got.
Oh, you've already planned?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You would see our living room looks crazy. Yellow, orange, and green balloons. Balloon arch. We've got an Irish flag on our wall.
Yeah.
It's all happening, George. It's
okay.
All happening.
Food? Irish food? Do you miss Irish food?
I do. I really miss. Not even the Irish food. I just miss a good homemade meal.
Ruth?
Yeah. I'm biased, yeah, obviously, but I think Irish food is great. And I cook a certain amount of it here. My parents were just visiting and they cooked a lot of Irish stuff, mm-hmm, while they were here. And so we all enjoyed that. My kids have grown up eating Irish food. I think it's great. And it's just keeps getting better and better and better. Some of the restaurants you find now,
yeah,
particularly in Belfast and Dublin and Cork and the big cities, are world class.
We need to talk about the arts for a moment. I would be remiss if I did not note that this was a particularly good week for the Irish at the Oscars. Cillian Murphy won the Best Actor award, but I'm not going to put words in your mouth. Cillian Murphy to you is?
I just think he's a little bit overrated. God, I'm going to get so much hate for this. I just think he's a little bit overrated. I just feel like the same with, for example, in my opinion, Taylor Swift. So
your taste in music is more toward what?
Or country.
Who? Country.
I'm all country.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs.
Ruth? Cillian Murphy? A little love, possibly?
Oh, yes. Lots of love.
Good.
Lots of love.
Because he is now the actor of the moment.
Oh, yes. Right? Exactly. And yes, he's an Irishman, so I can get behind that 100%.
What do you miss most?
Obviously, my family, my friends. Mm-hmm. And just how different my life is back there. I feel like I'm more productive back home than I am here. Because back home, it's like I've seen everything, I've done everything. And here is like, oh, there's this basketball event. And then there's this thing. And then like, I'm going to go to Winco and spend 5 hours in Winco. And it's just, takes up a whole of my day.
You know, it's interesting. March is definitely St. Patrick's Day. But here, March is basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Ruth, what do you miss?
Well, I'm the same. I miss family and friends. Mm-hmm. I think it would be remiss of me not to say that I miss being able to go anywhere and get a really good cup of tea.
Ooh.
You can go into any cafe place in Ireland or a pub and ask, just get a cup of tea. And it's going to be just right.
We don't do tea well.
I think I would agree with you there, George. I don't think tea is the best. I think coffee is done very well here, but
yeah,
not the Irish tea.
Coffee or tea?
Tea, yeah, for sure.
Ruth, I'm particularly grateful to you for pronouncing my name correctly, because I had to learn some time ago that it's not pronounced George. It's pronounced Charge. As if there's an H in there.
I didn't know that, did that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I had to be reminded, though, in Ireland. I'd be weird if I said this is George Prentice every morning, but this morning I feel like him. Okay, so plans for St. Patrick's Day, Ruth?
Well, actually, it's spring break here.
Yes.
So me and my family are actually going out of town for spring break.
Okay.
But my husband and I like to have a little celebration of St. Patrick's Day, but we often do the procrastinators St. Patrick's Day because we're always busy on St. Patrick's Day. So we usually celebrate it a couple of months later when it suits our calendar a bit better.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's just because we can't get it together to get it done on the day.
I mean, Americans, we're thinking like corned beef, right? I mean, what? No. Oh, you're shaking your head. No.
Oh, I think corned beef is awful.
Yeah.
Do you like corned beef?
No.
We overdo corned beef on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, and I grew up eating it a bit at home, but not like it's here. Yeah.
No.
Every restaurant in town serves it.
Really?
With cabbage.
Oh, not cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so give us a decent meal for St. Patrick's Day then.
I'm a big fan. Well, you could do like a shepherd's pie or something like that. Bangers and mash, always a winner.
Bangers and mash for sure.
Yeah, something like pretty hearty and comfort food, I suppose, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, not corned beef.
No, definitely.
And is it Guinness?
Beverage
of choice?
Well, for St. Patrick's Day, it'll be all Guinness.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to drink, Guinness. And we're going to try and put green food dye in it and see if it's going to turn green.
Green food dye in Guinness?
Yeah.
We do that in regular lager, but I don't know what that would look like.
I don't know if Guinness, is it too dark?
Oh, that
we'll
sounds
see.
Awful, actually.
I'll be sure to let you know once I try it over the weekend.
And your time in Boise will end when?
In May. At the start of May.
But the timing couldn't be better for us. So thank you so very much for being with us here in this very moment. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That was Mariska Michalska. She's a Boise State Exchange student from Belfast. And Ruth Prince, Director of International Student and Scholar Services at Boise State University, chatting with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about St. Patrick's Day. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.